And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Go ahead and say it, Ed. Go Tigers!
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
You like that? You like that?
F it. Jamar's down there somewhere.
New Orleans Saints select Marcus
Davenport. No!
Splash Brothers. Yep.
It's playoff. Get going, Brace.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
What is up, guys? Dirty Boot Sports, and we're back with our 24th episode.
Kobe Bryant episode?
R.I.P. Kobe.
Yeah, R.I.P. Kobe. Black
Derek
Mamba.
Stingley.
Whoa. Hey, Stingley. Whoa. I like it.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't earned that yet.
It's coming. Early. Excuse it's me. Coming.
Is he wearing that at
yep.
Houston? Okay.
Did you hear what Lovie Smith said about him?
I did not.
He said,
best corner of all time.
He said, you know,
I ain't got a clue.
He said in the draft process, he said, this is going to be a future Hall of Famer. And then he said, after a week of practice, he said, he's even better than I thought. After saying
that's
that.
That's scary.
You know, Lovie Smith, the hire that we all loved.
That,
so,
right.
Yeah. We trust
how about
opinion.
That beard,
I do
man.
Trust his
beard.
Defense
he
opinion,
the
though.
Beard.
I'll
fear
give
the
his
beard.
Defense of that ball.
So, yeah, tonight on our Kobe episode, we've got we're going to talk a little NFL to start it off.
I could have made it
specifically
really
Hard Knocks because that started last night. We're all excited for that. Then we're going to talk a little bit of college. Peyton's got some big news for us. Then finally, we're going to talk fantasy football. We've been looking at the rankings lately, and in my opinion, they're the craziest I've ever seen in my
hands
11 years.
Down.
No doubt.
So we want to talk that a little bit as
not too many
drafts
secrets,
approach.
Though.
Yeah.
No,
with the draft coming up.
We're not digging deep. We're going to look at that top 15 or 20 and be like, what has happened?
Oh, yeah. And then to end it off, we're going to do our Dirty Five of wide receivers. Nothing else besides just wide receivers. We're not going to put any type of category on it. Probably the hardest Dirty Five we'll ever do.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Because there are so many freaking wide receivers in the NFL.
You're going to have a lot of snubs.
Oh, yeah. So to start it off, let's talk NFL.
We're going straight to Hard Knocks?
Yeah, let's do that.
I want to go straight to Hard Knocks. I think we're about to watch a legendary season, in my opinion.
Like one I'm
going to remember for years and years. Like I think back to the Bengals one. It's probably my personal favorite one.
Chad Johnson,
then they had Andre Smith was the first round offensive guard that they drafted, and he couldn't make weight, and they had to watch him run all over the time, man. Like I love that season. I love any of the season with Rex Ryan in there. You know, Texan season was
good. I think that's why we're going to like this one because exactly. Campbell's got a lot of Rex.
Campbell, man.
Yeah. And see, Rex, I say man. That. I said this off air.
Man, Campbell.
Man, I said this off air. It only goes as far as the coaches take it.
Yeah.
And if the coaches are all into it and they're real enthusiastic about everything, it's going to make it better to watch. And like I told y'all before, I didn't like the season they had with
Los Angeles.
The Los Angeles combo one with the Chargers and the Rams. I hated
it.
It
was
during COVID.
And it was during COVID, and Sean McVay didn't do what I thought Sean McVay would. In like the first two episodes, I was like, I ain't watching this crap. You know, and then you had Anthony Lynn and with the Chargers. And he's the most boring human of all time. You know, but Dan Campbell's not boring.
The last
man.
One I really, the last all. One I liked was the Browns.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, as a Browns guy, that was, I don't know, I thought it was also good just from a football standpoint.
That was Baker's rookie year, huh?
It was. And you had, who was it that had the bus? Was it Tyrod Taylor?
Tyrod.
Yeah, Tyrod.
It was,
It was the third string guy.
Mm-hmm. Weird last name.
Oh, shoot. That just hit me. I know what you're talking
wasn't
about.
Wasn't Connor Shaw. It was the fourth string guy. This didn't even make the roster. Blonde haired fella.
I'm looking it up.
I don't know who it was.
Keep talking.
But Dan Campbell, oh my God. He is so fun to watch. And
man,
I would love to play for Dan Campbell. Like, without a doubt.
Okay. Maybe my favorite coach in NFL right now.
He might be my favorite.
He starts
as well.
Off the show quoting Metallica right off the bat. You know, freight train coming.
Look, I like him. I think it's going to be fun to watch with him on there. He reminds me of a lot. Of Orgeron.
Really?
He has that rah-rah. I'm the
oh, he's
bad
big rah-rah
man
guy. Yeah.
In the room. I can lift weights with you. I can
do up-downs.
Do up-downs. Like,
50 up-downs. But I don't know how many of y'all have ever done an up-down.
Pay attention to the small things, which Orgeron didn't do, yeah. And I kind of feel like Campbell probably won't.
Up-downs are the worst thing ever invented. Okay, I can speak of that from experience in that. And they did that crap before practice. I don't know how they practiced after that.
With a messed up wrist. His wrist
and his,
hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he say he fell at home over his dog gate or something? Yeah.
Look, I'm all for it. I'm pulling for him. You know, we're kind of a Detroit.
We are
homers here.
We're a Detroit
minus minus Kyle.
I feel like though, like with that mentality, especially when you're dealing with pro players, it can go two ways. It could go good because you're winning, but then it can be like, man, this dude's a you know what? He's over
yeah,
here.
He's playing around too much.
Yeah, it's not.
He don't take his job seriously.
Exactly. It could go out. However, it depends on how they start the season off, I guess. Mm-hmm. They start winning a couple games, then nobody's going to say nothing. Now, if they go 0-2, 0-3 out the gate, like, you know, his job's going to be getting called
the
for.
The Browns quarterback was Brogan Roback.
There you go.
Ah, yeah. Gosh. Yeah,
that's him.
Yep.
I'll put Dan Campbell up against anybody in a fight.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
That was you know how he went to New Orleans, right? You know, he had the internship at the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sean Payton said that he wanted to – do to him what Bill Parcells did to Sean Payton.
Payton told him, you come
they
here.
They show that on the show.
Yeah. That's the only reason I knew that.
Okay. Payton's giving us knowledge.
I'm sorry.
I haven't seen the show yet.
You ain't watched it yet?
Oh, my God. I know. There's a few LSU
Remember, I texted you last night, and I was like, I forgot all about it.
Dude.
So I hadn't watched it yet.
But
I saw highlights and clips of enough to know. I mean, the sinking part was probably phenomenal.
Oh, they say it's going to go down in history. Yeah.
I mean, I like
the dancing more than the singing that he did, but he had some good footwork.
How about the t-shirt caught?
Yeah, I saw that.
He ripped his shirt off in the second row. He threw it, and the guy in front of him didn't even see the shirt coming.
In one motion, just grabbed it and started waving it.
Yeah, grabbed it and started waving it. Oh, it was phenomenal. I'll have to show you that. Scheffler tweeted it. It was great.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So what's up with the padded helmets?
Those are called the Guardians. They're going to play some preseason games with those. The NFL has put out like a mandate or whatever, and I think they're going to wear those. Yeah,
they can have the option of it.
I guess I don't know, but they said that.
I don't think they have an option. I think they did.
There were some people that were not.
I saw practice of the Saints videos. Someone weren't wearing them.
It was D line, running backs, and O line.
D line probably has.
Okay.
Everybody on that show looked like they had one on.
Yeah. I bet they're allowed to decide if they want.
Some have like different weights. I think the guys in the trenches are the ones that have the big ones on. But I think like the skill guys, they're the ones that just have the normal ones that. People wear those in like high school too, the smaller ones, you know.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
They took the old timey helmets and just stretched them over the top.
Oh, I forgot about Kelvin Shepard's there.
Yeah, and that's one of the cool things that I noticed. Like, all of his assistant coaches are like former players.
I love that.
And they set a stat leading up until like the midway point in the episode. They're like, we have over 80 years of combined NFL experience on our coaching staff.
Yeah, they went person by person and talked about how many training camps they've been to. Like, this is Mark Brunell's, 25th training camp. Antoine Randall L. Yeah.
Yeah. You got Kelvin Shepard, former LSU legend.
Yeah.
Got a job here. This is his first coaching job.
Crap, JT Barrett's there.
JT Barrett's an offensive assistant. Yeah,
Deuce Staley.
He just took that job like 2 weeks
ago.
Very
recently. Yeah.
Deuce Staley. I mean, that's a guy that another NFL name, you know.
Who's the offensive coordinator here? Is it Deuce? No, Ben Johnson. I remember seeing him. You could see him off to the side. He don't like the kind of guy that's going to try and like.
He didn't play football, so they don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably an analytic guy. Something cool that Kelvin Shepard talked about, he was talking about how he was going to shave his dreads off because he felt like he needed to be more professional and everything. And Dan Campbell said, you're not cutting your dreads off. I want you to have this because that's what makes you you, and that's what makes you special.
Yeah.
I was like, that's pretty freaking cool. Because, you know, some places would be like, nope, shave that crap off your head. You're not doing that here.
Another big story, Jamal Williams. I think he's becoming everyone's
favorite
already.
He's my favorite player in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. And
Campbell loves him.
I love him. I love him more than Campbell does.
And if y'all haven't seen the clip, look it up of him giving the pregame speech, or I guess post-practice speech, yeah, in the little huddle, and it literally goes into tears. Like he just talking about, yeah, just talking about the team.
And how much he loves football.
Yeah, and there's no better example, really, because, I mean, he's a guy that was cross-country and – or not cross-country, cross-division with the Packers, who constantly win games. And then he leaves Green Bay, comes to Detroit, the rival. And last year they weren't very good, and that was his first time seeing that in the NFL. And you could see the emotion and how much he wants to win and the way that he – just talks.
I hope
and
he beats
himself.
Out DeAndre Swift for the
now. That's not
job.
Happening. And they never showed DeAndre Swift last night.
They did not.
He was not on the whole.
I expected him to be a big part too.
And
Amon-Ra St. Brown never got shown either.
Yeah, DJ Chark, I heard.
DJ
Chark didn't get showed either.
Golf never talked.
They didn't show like any players really.
Besides Michael Brockers and Aiden Hutchinson.
They showed like no offensive players.
You know, Golf probably learned his lesson when he was on Hard Knocks the last time. He got made fun of a lot, so he probably won't say a lot this time.
Yeah, like the only players.
Yeah, I think it was mainly coach driven for sure.
And Hutchinson.
And Hutchinson, of course.
Michael Brockers talked like four times.
Yeah.
The craziest thing I thought with Hutchinson, though, was whenever he said $23 million sign-on bonus.
Yeah.
I'm like, my job.
Yeah.
I was like, and then that dude, the Rodriguez guy.
Right then.
Yeah, the Rodriguez guy comes on there later, and the Rodriguez guy goes, sign-in bonus, $100,000. I'm like, oh, you poor guy.
Yeah.
You know?
$23 million before you step on the field.
But I will say, for him to be a son of a former player, he's not like a jerk or nothing.
No,
he
like
seems
him.
Very likable.
I didn't
shocked
I didn't
me.
Know much about his story. All I knew about mm-hmm. him was that he played at Michigan.
His
I
whole
didn't know
family went
from,
to Michigan.
I didn't know he's from Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
His whole family went to Michigan.
He's from Detroit.
His mom
yeah,
went
I didn't
to Michigan.
Know that.
Yeah.
His sisters went to Michigan. That's what he said in the cold tub at the end. He was like, he was talking to that dude, and first off, I fact checked the guy that was in the other tub. I thought he was lying about the offers he had. I never heard of him. I never heard of him, so I looked him up. He did have all the offers to the SEC schools,
yeah.
And he chose Memphis over LSU, Bama, and all kinds of people.
And he mentioned LSU like three or four times.
Yeah, yeah. But Aiden Hutchinson said that coming out of high school, he only had 13 offers, and the dude was like, 13 offers? That's it? I have way more than that. And he was like, well, everybody knew I was going to Michigan, and I was like, well, that's crazy, you know, because nowadays people, they get offer after offer after
well,
offer.
They got money to give them now.
You know,
yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
What and the what I thought was crazy is the Jags passed on this guy. I mean, I thought.
It was
a sure thing. Almost.
And he looked a little like – he looked like a rookie a couple times, but, man, he could put some freaking moves on people.
Well, whenever that whole story was coming up with Hutchinson that he's talking about with his whole – how much he really wanted to be a Lion. I wonder if that factored into the Jags' decision. I wonder if they were like, if we take him at one, it's a place where he knows, like he doesn't really want to be. I wonder if that factored into him.
And
not
you heard what the mama
Jags.
Said. The mama said
she would have cried.
She would have cried.
Yeah. Well, it worked out for him. That's for sure.
So I honestly,
I'm definitely
feel,
pulling for him. I really like him.
I feel he probably had a meeting with the Jags and they kind of got the vibe of like he wants to be a Lion and he wouldn't be as happy here. So
oh, for sure. But I love the first episode.
Oh yeah, I'm excited
for next Tuesday.
It feels like Hard Knocks is back.
It does.
After
it really
being
does.
Off for like
and
2 years,
I didn't even
opinion.
Watch last year's because I hate the Cowboys mainly.
Yeah,
I know that's how it basically originated, but
and it wasn't
man.
Good. What I seen.
You watched it last year?
Some of it.
See, I didn't watch it.
But you know, you think being in Dallas, it'd be just the best one ever.
All the drama they always have. Good. Man, it's going to be a good season, I think.
I'm excited for sure. So, we got any other NFL news we want to talk about?
We need to get a Lions flag in here because
I'm
pulling for him, man.
Before I got here, I've seen
a picture
on my phone.
Will Campbell.
Did y'all hear about Frank Gore?
Yeah.
Dan Campbell, not Will.
Yeah, Frank Gore.
Dragged that.
Will's down there. Dragged being the left tackle at LSU.
Yeah, Frank Gore. He's
he going to jail
across the hotel floor.
He's in trouble.
Yeah.
Golly,
that's crazy.
He went his whole
like,
career
out of nowhere. Was, never had a problem.
Never had any trouble.
That
he just retired
that
just
summer.
Retired.
The U finally came out of him.
That's right. Yeah.
I hate to say that, but the U finally appeared.
Yes. We do need a Dan Campbell.
Just get a picture or like a motivation.
That's right. We need something in here for
I
that.
Want him to be the next head coach of the Saints.
Yeah.
Dude, I freaking love him. I really do. And I'm like, yeah, I can kind of see the Orgeron comparison.
Yeah.
But he seems like he's on top of his stuff, though.
Yeah, Orgeron did, too, until after he won.
Yeah.
And the Lions will gladly take a win.
They will.
At all,
they will. But
he'll get a statue.
But really, Orgeron looked like he had everything. It was just Burrow just camouflaged a lot of it.
And
he
Joe Orgeron Brady.
It when was it perfect when, yeah when it when Joe it really Brady came out Miranda, he didn't know? Have everything.
Well, when he started chasing the women, that's what.
The well, young then, women. I mean, you get your star running back ineligible because you didn't get him scheduled for right classes. I mean, we got
that's,
some problems.
That's piss poor.
Yeah.
Let's not get Peyton started on
don't
that.
Don't get
yet.
Me started. I'll get real right.
Five-star running back, the highest one we got since Fournette.
Yeah. And
let's make sure he don't take geology in the fall. I mean, what are we doing?
I mean, golly.
See, you know, that really ain't the head coach's job. Like, he should have a chick for that.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have a chick, but he probably distracted her from that job. Yeah. That's right.
I think to like last chance,
and I bet she was blonde.
That chick they had, oh, without a doubt, tan.
Tan, yes.
Probably like in, I can't drop no sorority names.
Mid-20s.
She's probably in a sorority.
No doubt.
You know?
Absolutely.
So
I couldn't drop a sorority name if you asked me.
Same sorority, same sorority Les Miles was going after, you know.
There you go.
let's keep it on the college topic. Let's go to some college news, Peyton. You got some Big Ten, huh?
Yeah. ESPN is no longer the Big Ten. They will be with Fox, CBS, and NBC for about a $1.5 billion combined contract. But what's crazy is, though, with them not being with ESPN, ESPN doesn't have to play their highlights or anything.
Yeah. So ESPN going to do that?
I know. I don't know. I mean, and you know, the SEC turned down CBS. You know, they're no longer going to be with CBS after, is it this year?
Oh, ESPN rejected an offer from the Big Ten.
Because it was
7 years, $380 million.
Because you know why? They signed with the real conference.
The SEC?
1.5. Yeah. So now the SEC will have three primetime games. SEC wanted the night primetime slot. CBS would only give them the 2:30. They don't play any games other than that 2:30 slot.
And I hate that.
So now the SEC will be playing a primetime game at 11. Primetime game at 2:30, and a primetime game at 7. Be all ESPN oriented now, and I mean they're signing. Like I said, I think the contract was over $1 billion. And what's funny is the SEC was going to have to pay $300 million for the SEC to renew the contract. Well, the SEC got denied by the CBS got denied by CBS got denied by the SEC, so when they went to the Big Ten, they had to pay $350 million to get the Big Ten. Yeah, so probably should open that night slot up for them.
So Big Ten, their deal to ESPN was 7 years, $380 million. SEC to ESPN is $300 million per year.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's right.
And that'll be starting in 2024.
Uh-huh. Right when Oklahoma and Texas comes in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that one lined up just right. Yes. That's why the money is about to get ungodly for these schools that are going
in 2 years, we're going to see a whole new – it's going to be a whole new college system, everything.
It is.
And I'm excited for it, honestly. I think it's going to bring some good changes.
Yeah, I do too. And the thing about the SEC, what they bring over the Big Ten is they got baseball and softball that's huge.
Yeah.
You know, like you're getting all these big
and some
networks.
Of the biggest basketball teams in the
nation. And let's be honest. I mean, until USC and UCLA moves in the Big Ten, how many times are we going to watch Ohio State and Michigan play? What else do they have to show?
Talking about for football?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's their big game.
I mean, and that's their big team. Who I mean, what other
– Wisconsin.
And how many times has that game been interesting in the last 10 years?
Right. Yeah. I mean, and it hasn't. No.
Well, last year, because Michigan won, but for a while, it was just Ohio State dominating.
And blowouts. That's right. Yeah. I mean, the Big Ten.
Michigan State's not terrible. They have a good year every now and then.
Yeah. You just can't rely on them. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be up and down.
Them in Wisconsin usually have one of them is usually really about good. It.
That's but you're right. Not running to the TV to watch Wisconsin.
No, that's exactly. I mean,
no, you're usually running away from it because it's boring.
Yeah, I mean,
they're going to run the ball.
Yeah, that's right. He's just going to pound it. And
Minnesota, still got Fleck there, right?
They do, but I think his boat's sinking.
Yeah,
I don't think he's rowing.
His luck's running out.
Yeah, I think he has. He's kind of that rah-rah type guy, in my opinion, too.
Who else is there?
Maryland.
That's what he's talking about.
There I mean, there's not.
Maryland's got baby Tua.
I mean, that's you don't have. I mean, Northwestern. I mean, really?
We're going now and then, yeah.
Rutgers.
But honestly, when USC and UCLA get there.
Penn State.
UCLA, you're not really caring about. No, Penn State. They're
Penn State. I mean, that's probably their third.
But crap, recently.
No, exactly.
Since I guess Saquon left, they haven't really been relevant.
No. So, I don't know. That's,
but what's UCLA ain't bringing nothing to the table football-wise. They beat LSU, but.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's don't go there. Yeah. Speaking of blondes, I mean, it was chasing blonde down California there. I just don't think now USC when they come.
I think USC
they're fixing to try to build. They'll throw some money.
Lincoln Riley's gonna have it rolling.
I think
by
USC's
then.
About to
that'll
beat
be
USC
the most exciting team.
Yeah,
when they get there,
that'll be it. Them and Ohio State.
USC Ohio State game that'll get me to the TV.
That'll get me to the TV. That's right. I don't know about the. To me, three networks is a lot though. I mean, it's gonna be hard.
There ain't
to keep
that many games.
I mean, that's gonna be hard to keep up with. I mean, why would you have three different? And then which network has which time slot? And I mean,
and I think all of that.
I turn on ESPN at 11 o'clock and watch the SEC.
All of
those
combined is getting. I think it said it's going to get Big Ten close to $300 million a year, and that's what SEC's getting just by having ESPN.
Just by ESPN,
and it's taking multiple for Big
Ten. That's right. Yeah,
we'll still have the SEC network.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is the best conference show channel there is. Yeah.
By a mile.
Absolutely. I love the SEC
Especially
network.
Baseball. It's far
college guys. Hey, every Sunday morning during college athletic season, you know, football, basketball, I watch SEC now. I mean, I get it all I want. I mean, because I love keeping up with the whole conference.
When Papa was at A&M, I watched a lot of his games
through SEC Network. Yeah. And they got good analysts on there.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess my only concern about ESPN with all these football games, I hope they step up on their announcers. Because ESPN can have some announcers I'm not big fans of.
Yeah,
your NBCs and your Fox.
It'll be weird seeing an LSU Bama game and it not being CBS and grainy quality. You know,
and you don't hear that SEC music.
Yeah,
you know that little ring that they got when it's coming on. You know,
that's definitely going to be different.
I will miss it LSU Alabama CBS game.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I won't miss Gary. At all, Donaldson.
Yeah.
But I promise you that.
Who will?
Yeah.
Vern, well, he's gone. He'll be retired. But, what's his name that replaced him? Which I like him. I just went blank on his name that replaced Vern.
I forget. Oh,
God, that's going to drive me nuts.
But, I mean, neither of them were LSU guys at all.
Oh, no. Especially Gary.
But it'll still just feel, I guess, just weird and take a couple years to get used to that not being what you hear whenever you watch that game.
That's right.
Now every LSU Brad Nessler. Alabama game.
Oh yeah.
Won't be a day game.
We'll have
anymore.
Night games now.
Exactly. It'll be more of an advantage for LSU now.
Oh yeah, because
bring that to Death Valley.
Well, yeah, exactly.
That definitely hurt LSU against.
Yes,
Alabama.
Absolutely.
Give LSU 15 hours to get drunk instead of 14.
Yeah, give us that.
3 or 4 days. They're
going to
start early.
You give us a 7 o'clock, it's going to be. Because
they'll start at 7 a.m.
The previous day.
Yeah.
Well, and the SEC venues are so much better game wise, I think, than a lot of the other Big Ten ones. That has a lot to do with the weather, too. I mean, you're sitting there in October and it's beautiful weather down here and all these games. You can go up there in the Big Ten and it can be snowing or just 30 degrees, and it's not. It doesn't bring that good TV viewing, to my opinion, on that.
Yeah, a night snow game isn't.
No,
that's a weird game to watch.
They're all the fans are over bundled up,
and you can't throw the ball. Hard.
Yeah, you can't throw it.
If you watch
it.
A snow game, it needs to be at like noon.
Yes,
that's the best time for those.
It's so, 7 to 10.
Wisconsin's fifth year white quarterback is. Running the offense, he has 94 yards throwing.
Yes, but I'm excited, man. I'm ready to see the SEC with this new, which I guess this happened after this year. I think this is the last year. it's either this year or the 2024, isn't it?
Yeah, 2024 is when
so
it
we
starts.
We got two more for this SEC.
Well, college football's right around the corner.
Yeah, that's right.
Right the there. Corner.
Week zero starts.
I think August 25th.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Kelton plays August 25th. They play week one.
Is that what they play Oklahoma?
Week zero. No, they play North Texas, August 27th.
Okay, they play Oklahoma Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, they play Oklahoma week one.
Sweet.
Right. What was that? Oh, he hit a homer? Holy crap. Yeah, Braves called up a top prospect. He just got his first career hit, and it was a 412-foot homer. Holy crap. Well, there you go.
He's going to hate he missed that.
I'm sure he's watching on his phone downstairs real quick. Well, that's a moment. All right, we got any other NCAA stuff or anything like that? I haven't really kept up with too much. I've seen about this deal, and it was definitely something that I think we had to talk about this, honestly. So y'all want to just get into some fantasy stuff? That good?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
All right. So fantasy football. You know, we're a podcast that started by we started this whole podcast because of fantasy football, honestly. We all knew each other from that. That's where the name Dirty Boot comes from and everything. And this year is definitely weird. I've been playing since, I think, 2011 or 2010, whenever Cam Newton's rookie year was. And Chance is back.
You know what you missed, right?
I got the freaking Twitter alert. We're rewinding it.
Back to the fantasy club.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah, I've been playing fantasy since, like, I think 2011, and these rankings are so weird and so different than what it's been in the past. Usually when you think fantasy football, that the first 10 picks, you expect probably, what, 7 of them to be running backs in the first 10, at least?
At least. It used to be 9 or 10.
And yeah, used
that's
to,
the hardest position.
Used to you'd have, like, Antonio Brown, and that'd be it. In the first round, wide receiver wise. Well, this year they just said, "Screw that, we're doing different." Yeah, they said this year we're gonna. Let me pull up the sheet. So the top 10 has Cooper Kupp at 2 overall, Justin Jefferson at 5, Jamar Chase at 6, Devontae Adams at 9. So that's 4 wide receivers in the top 10, and then if you go past the top 10. You've got Debo Samuel at 11, Stephon Diggs at 12, C.D. Lamb at 13, Tyreek Hill at 17. So in the top 17, you got 8 wide receivers and 9 running backs. That's just literally unheard of.
Fournette's before Kamara?
Yeah, Fournette is the 16th overall player.
Speaking of him, he came into camp at 260. They said he was so out of shape.
Have you seen the memes about that? Oh my God, they're hilarious!
Yeah.
Well, he posted a meme himself. Yeah. I mean, on Twitter about it. It was funny.
I think Kamara's so down is because of the suspension probably.
Yeah.
But
that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's probably not based. Yeah.
They just pushed the court date back and all that. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
And these rankings will be changed by the time we draft. There'll be an updated list.
In our league, Alvin Kamara will not go 8th.
Heck no.
Mark Parker will make sure that does not happen.
He'll be in the top 10.
Yeah, it just shows you how the league's changed.
Look at Cam Akers at 22. I'll still not let y'all down. Y'all made fun of me when I drafted him a couple years ago.
We did.
Which I think a lot of this comes to. A lot of these teams are going to 2 running backs.
It's hard. Mm-hmm. Makes it tough, man.
It is. A lot of running back committees.
Mark Andrews higher than Travis Kelce.
I hope we do that because I don't want Kamara to keep
me,
taking
that
these
might
shots.
Be the craziest thing on there is that Travis Kelce is not the
Travis Kelce lost Tyreek Hill and dropped 20 spots.
Yeah. And they gave him a $3 million raise because they're expecting him to do good.
It's going to be tougher for sure. I mean, I get where they're coming from.
Another one to me, though, Nick Chubb is 33. That's a 4th-round pick.
Yeah, I'll be happy to take Travis Kelce at 30.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't lasting that long in ours. But Nick Chubb, I think that's one that you can definitely see the impact of the multiple running backs.
Right,
yeah,
although he's starting to rise.
Yeah, but still, Kareem's, I mean, he's been there 2 years.
How about rookie Breece Hall being at 35?
Yeah, two spots behind Nick Chubb.
And Zeke,
especially
is at
after
Zeke.
He didn't even have a pitcher on
Breece
his
Hall. Go ahead and take a Jets running back that
Yeah,
early.
But
go
it's
ahead.
Weird because like Michael Carter the fourth or whatever junior had like a pretty good year last year whenever he was healthy. So, like,
just,
they just think he's going to lose.
You just said that.
Yeah, I can't remember his last name. I knew it was Carter.
But, you know, after
so they just
the
think he's going to lose all of his touches, you know?
After the first quarter, the Jets can't throw anymore because they're behind by 21, 30.
Well, see, I'm relying upon Zach Wilson in the league.
He's got that
year,
dog
so
in him.
He's got that dog in him, man.
Shout out to his sidearm pass.
I haven't seen hardly
viral.
Any football stuff in the past couple of days.
Another one that sticks out to me is number 40 overall, Josh Jacobs. We didn't talk about this last week. I wanted to. He had two series in the Hall of Fame game. And
why? The only starter, I think.
I was going to say, why?
I think that shows you
how little they value him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He'll be on a trade block.
Who else did they have?
Kenyon Drake, I believe.
Oh, they do.
Is he still there?
Yeah.
I bet they do.
Wait, where?
I'm pretty sure he is.
Oakland, Las Vegas, wherever the crap they are, the Raiders.
He is.
Yeah. And I think they drafted someone as well. Let me look. But, I mean, Josh Jacobs, I took him round two last year. And this year he's playing in the Hall of Fame game. That's definitely concerning.
Give him Jim right now.
Well, another one that's rising is, of course, Michael Thomas now that he's back on the field. He is going to shoot up.
What's his ranking right now?
Round 30, I think. It was lower than that.
No, he's 65 right here. Wide receiver number 30. 65.
Yeah. Give him to me.
I'll take him to sixth round.
He will not be that come September 3rd.
And again, in our league,
no.
He will not make it that far.
No.
James Winston be taken in the fifth round.
Oakland or freaking Las
Amir
Vegas.
Abdullah.
Amir Abdullah, Kenyon Drake, Zamir White, running back from Georgia, rookie. So, I mean, that's four people that'll probably make the roster as running backs.
And this is Josh McDaniels, who comes from the Patriots coaching
tree.
Where
you cannot start a running back.
Numerous running backs. So.
And they're going to run, but it's going to be a
Zamir White was a fourth-round pick for the Raiders. So I think it's safe to say he'll get picked.
Josh Allen.
I know who it is, but where is he?
He was I think
I got Josh Allen at 42.
Yeah.
Last year, I believe Mahomes was around 30. Now they got Mahomes at about 48. And another thing, Kyle Pitts, tight end 3. He's surpassed Darren Waller and George Kittle.
Aaron Rodgers,
I can
is
see
at 83.
George Kittle because he's
well with Riddle with
so
with Riddle gone. I mean, that's all they're going to be done through is Pitts in Atlanta.
Yeah, but it's but Marcus Mariota instead of Matt Ryan.
Desmond Ridder in about 8 weeks.
I don't know about that.
James. Your guy Robert Woods is at 94.
Hey, shut up.
Oh, Billy Trees?
Billy Trees.
Bobby Trees.
Oh, Bobby.
Bobby. Sorry. Yeah, Bobby.
DeAndre Hopkins, 91. And
he's suspended for half a year.
For the first six games.
Yeah.
Dalton Schultz, number 71 overall. There you go.
Hey, he had a good year last year.
Yeah, but are you taking him in the eighth round?
No. I ain't taking. If it ain't one of the top three tight ends, I ain't taking a tight end. Probably like round 12.
I agree.
Because they're all the same at that point.
We've
you
got
know?
Jalen Hurts over Brady and Rodgers and Burrow. Here we go.
Gosh. Is it because he gets rushing yards?
Yeah.
I mean, that
has
to
absolutely,
be why.
Absolutely.
But Brady just threw for 5,000 yards. I don't care if Jalen Hurts runs for 1,000. I mean,
all of these guys that do this are all about the running quarterback.
Yeah.
They're all about the running quarterback.
Yep. And they always
it's,
play
it's
that.
It's easier
to
value
rankings.
You get every 10 yards, you get a point as opposed to 25 for passing. So, mm-hmm. Or in our league, at least. Some leagues do it differently.
Which Hurts had the most rushing touchdowns of any quarterback, I think.
Yeah, because he had like three against New Orleans.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sounds right.
I think he's going to be better this year.
I do too. You got Trey Lance, 101, QB 13.
It's confusing me with you saying all this stuff and Bill not having that up there. I keep looking for Trey Lance, and I'm seeing Jack Conklin. Or Tyler Conklin, whichever one he is.
I got the cheat sheet out on my phone.
Oh. There we go, Bill.
Bill's not letting us
y'all have to
well.
Communicate better over there, okay, guys? If y'all are going to read and put it on this screen, you got to communicate.
I think one of the biggest question marks there is Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
He got him at seven.
I think he's Derek Carr at 14.
But then again, he could be out of the top 10.
I think he's going to have a great year just because he's flying under the radar.
They got freaking Trey Lance ahead of Derek Carr. Why? He ain't done nothing in the league.
I don't disagree with that.
Yards. I mean, we know.
But Carr did. But Trey Lance. Carr just got.
Trey Lance being higher than him.
Exactly.
That makes no sense.
Carr has really never had a weapon besides Waller.
They're really valuing Lance's legs, I guess.
Oh, and Kyle Shanahan.
And who runs the football.
I'd say Shanahan don't run quarterbacks, though.
But
look
he
how
runs
far
the
Jameis
football.
West is down. Did y'all see that?
I don't get that, man. I don't get that 24th. Either.
Behind Carson Wentz and
I'll take
Daniel
him. I'll
makes
take,
it sound very
Jones.
Homery, but.
I'll take him over Jones.
I'll take him over Zach Wilson. I'll take him over Ryan Tannehill.
All right, we got Joe.
Fields. I think he's behind Kirk Cousins. Mike.
He's better than Tua and Trevor.
We've got Joe Burrow at QB10. There's no way he's not, like, the third quarterback taken.
He'll be
draft.
The second quarterback
He'll be
taken.
The second. I was about to say, it's going to be probably –
He'll be before Mahomes?
Oh, no. It'll be Josh Allen, Mahomes. He might challenge Herbert. He might get challenged by Herbert.
I think he goes before Lamar.
Oh, he'll absolutely go before Lamar.
Lamar might not. Yeah, I mean, we'll let you have him, Clay.
Okay. Thank you. Write that down. I'll take him round 10.
Lamar is like one of the best fantasy football quarterbacks of all time.
I promise you I won't.
The one year I had him.
Who'd you say, Bill?
The injury's coming.
Yeah. What'd you say, Bill?
It's coming.
I said Kyler's got to watch some film or he's going to be jumping on down.
Yeah, they did take that off his contract. I don't know if y'all saw that.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
They took it out like a couple of days ago.
They did?
Yeah, they felt like it was –
It was drawing too much attention.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the damage is done at this point, right? Yeah. Like, I mean,
might as well leave it.
Everybody's already laughed about it.
Yeah.
Stafford at 12 strings.
What, an hour a week or something? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I think it was
we watch more
hours
than
a week.
That. Yeah.
I watch 7 hours straight every Sunday.
Exactly.
He's got a cue by his name.
And thirsty. Exactly.
Yeah.
Who's the Rams' backup quarterback?
I'm predicting the Rams might not make the playoffs this year.
Did y'all see that head
the elbow
injury?
Stuff.
Chase
not
Daniel.
Good.
Oh,
is that, it really?
No, he's the Chargers quarterback.
Bill's just saying names over here.
Who is their backup?
I'm looking it up. But, yeah, I think they described his injury as something they've never seen. Some weird word.
They're getting worried.
You love to hear that.
Ooh,
John Wolford.
Wow. There we go.
Hey, Bryce Perkins, ain't he from Iowa?
Yes, that's right. I was
Luis
I
Perez,
was,
yeah, I was, think hey. He plays left field for the –
Luis
Perez was USFL.
He plays for the Astros, don't he? Yeah.
Ooh, we got a Kirby sighting.
I will say one thing. Sweet. Matthew Stafford, through the years, has been an Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
He has not hardly missed a game. His
My God, with Detroit, he
Bryce Perkins
shot
from,
catching up to
he have a broke leg.
I'm thinking of Purdy.
Bryce Perkins Purdy. Is from Virginia.
I'm thinking of Purdy, ain't I?
Yeah.
Brock
Purdy.
Purdy. Yeah, and Purdy. Greasy Hall.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Dude, Rams running back. Depth charges not great.
Yeah,
he got Daryl.
He got Jake Funk. He's white. So.
He married
white fella.
Yeah. He's dating Hannah Ann from The Bachelorette. If anybody was
there, you go
from The Bachelor.
The knowledge.
Everybody's
right.
Curious. Yeah, I follow
her
on the Instagram.
on the IG, huh?
Dude, yeah, Hannah Ann.
She worth a follow?
Shoot, yeah, she is. All
right, we'll have to check that out.
Big Bachelor guy now.
You watched one season,
and who was on it?
Yeah.
Hannah Ann.
So, yeah. I mean,
my wife does listen to
the
podcast.
Fantasy,
okay.
the fantasy rankings this year are just crazy to me. I'm not looking forward to the draft.
Wait, this is the receiver?
Yeah, that's the receiver.
That's the projection.
Right
so, hold on.
Jefferson number two.
No, you got Burrow at what, 11th?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got his two receivers in top 10.
Yeah.
Makes zero sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
And then Tyler Boyd's probably at like 17.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
Tyler Boyd is like criminally underrated.
I have a feeling T. Higgins will go in our fantasy draft will go late. Like, I don't think he's going to go early.
I don't know. Burrow. You never know.
Once Chase goes off, people aren't even thinking about Cincinnati's receivers. I don't see Tiggins going early.
Yeah, but they'll see that name
you're saying
on the list.
You're telling me he's a top three round.
They'll see that name on the list and be like, oh, Burrow's throwing to him. So we'll take him. Not Christian Boyd. Tyler Boyd is – crap, I can't even find his name. Wide receiver 54.
He don't put a lot of yards up, but he always makes big touchdown carries.
Wide receiver 54.
Before Chase got there, he was good that year before mm-hmm. Chase got
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It changed when
Chase He's always there. A solid slot guy. You know?
He's a guy you got to have on your roster. I
had him last year, and
he's worth
the one game I played him, he had over 100 yards. I was like,
Hunter Renfro?
Got that
Renfro
bonus.
At 21?
Yeah, Renfro got the bag. And so then that's another situation we talked about. Like Burrow, you've got Vegas, two really good receivers,
yeah.
And then the, what, number four tight end.
And then
you got Carr that low.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Juju at 35.
Yeah, I mean, he might be number right receiver number one in KC.
Yeah.
And Mahomes throwing the ball.
He'll have to be.
Well, unless Kyle's favorite, Sky Moore, beats him out.
Yeah. How do you put a Baltimore wide receiver ahead of a Kansas City wide receiver?
And a Baltimore wide receiver who did not play a lot last year.
And they're going to run the ball every time.
Yeah.
And if they don't, it's going to the tight end.
Yeah. I mean,
Mark Andrews
was
is the wide
year.
Receiver one there.
And two and three.
And, yeah, he get ball.
Yeah.
Jalen Waddle's really high.
So, y'all got anything else
Both
to talk
Miami
on?
Miami wide receivers in the top 15.
And Tua's
And Tua
low.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
Handing the ball off?
Yeah, I mean, they're working on that jet sweep right there for them.
But I will say, Miami might have the fastest team in the NFL.
Yeah, not even close.
And they got even faster. They got Mostert.
Mostert at running back, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely some speed there. Justin Tucker's the number one kicker.
Yeah, let's
there
talk
we
about
go.
The important
Cade York, 13.
Young Hoku.
Lutz is
19.
Really
at
23?
23.
Oh,
wow. They're not expecting a lot of points from New Orleans, I guess.
No, I would expect a lot of kicking from New Orleans.
I will
yeah.
say, right. I think McPherson is going to be the – I mean, he is good. He was
He's
good last
dude.
Year.
He nails.
I think Carlson.
How
you
going to have Lutz at 23? The Sun Gun kicks more than half his games in a dome.
Yeah.
Like, he should that gets you in the top 15 automatically in my book.
And oh, yeah.
Like without a doubt.
I mean, they just worried about his injury.
What did he injure last year?
Some kind of
– Something kicking?
It was a leg. Yeah.
So, is everybody thinking Jonathan Taylor or does some people think McCaffrey? Because that's up for debate.
I think Taylor's a safe pick there.
I'm going
Taylor's going to be there the whole year.
Do you
year.
Trust McCaffrey? Yeah.
That's the thing. I'd take Kupp over McCaffrey.
I'm not sure. I would take –
Well, that's what, the way ESPN has it.
I would.
I'd take Kamara over McCaffrey.
I don't want the number one pick. I know that.
I don't either.
I'll take it.
I want to. I've done like two mock drafts, and I've noticed I want to be in the later, like the late round.
I feel the same. I want
good,
6 through 10.
Mm-hmm. I want on the turn.
I'm not sure if I wouldn't take Harris over McCaffrey.
I don't know. You got How's Baker that? Throwing on the ball now. It's
gonna,
the numbers
that,
going up.
Yeah, maybe. That's going to do it, huh? Mm. Yeah.
Or is Baker going to be so bad that they just got to run it, you know?
There you go.
Is Baker going to be the quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt.
I mean,
no
McDonald's
doubt.
Two of the
so much
no, he's not. No, he's not.
Two of the top three running backs have injury concerns every year. Eckler and McCaffrey both have injuries. Yeah, Kirby Yates. They always have injuries. So I don't know how you can, especially McCaffrey, man.
Well, Eckler isn't that injury prone, is he?
He gets hurt a lot.
I had him last year. He missed a few games, but
it's
a few
crazy
games
seeing,
is a lot.
It's crazy
man.
Seeing him at four.
As long as he don't hit in the playoffs.
It's crazy because 3 years ago he's a backup.
Yeah.
Well,
and
Dalvin
now he's
Cook,
number four.
I mean, he's been injured.
Yeah, I mean,
I ain't never drafting Dalvin
Derrick
Cook.
Henry was hurt last
I'm
year.
I'm the most anti-Dalvin Cook guy in the
Austin
world.
Austin Eckler, where was he
Speaking
going last
Dalvin
year in the
Cook,
draft?
What's that?
20?
Second at the earliest.
At the earliest.
That got drafted?
Oh, it's his brother.
That's his brother?
Mm-hmm.
James.
Yep.
Hey, they talking him up.
Mm-hmm. There's DeAndre Swift, number 14 overall. Wasn't mentioned on Hard Knocks, but. Yeah, so I think that's enough for fantasy. Our draft is approaching really
rapidly.
Quickly. Yeah.
Nobody wants to give their secrets. That's why this is ending.
Yeah. September 3rd.
We're getting close to mentioning Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Clay's about to have a heart attack.
I'm Jared Goff's on the ball.
It worked for him last year.
Yeah.
They're always behind.
Yeah,
they
that's true. They
got to throw it at the end of the game.
Well, you got Chark now. Hawkinson's good. Jamal Williams, you know. Good third
Who's
down back.
I got his jersey.
Hawkinson's or tight
Hawkinson,
end.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's enough for fantasy.
Hold on just a second. Go back down the receiver. Keep going. I mean, We got Russell Wilson at Denver. He don't have a receiver in the top 20.
Nope. And yet again, probably, Judy's been hurt. Trying, Sutton's been hurt.
To decide
who's going to be Sutton or Judy.
Who to pick, which the word is out of camp, it's Sutton.
I was about to say, I would think it would be Sutton.
Sutton was good at SMU, man.
Because you know they're about to put up some Sutton's yards in Denver.
If mm-hmm. he's got a quarterback, let's ride.
Yeah. Right, sorry, I just – that caught my eyes.
There's Olave, 47.
47.
Right behind Bobby
did
Trees.
Did y'all see that video of Olave?
That high?
Bro, did you see that video of Olave?
Well, hey, Peyton, where's Jarvis?
Where's what?
Where's Jarvis? Olave's at 47. Olave. Jarvis, wide receiver, too.
Thomas is healthy.
Where's Jarvis?
Just wait till the season. Hold on. But did y'all see that Olave? Dude. CD Deuce was on him like – I'm talking about, and he still caught the dang ball. It was a phenomenal catch.
Oh, yeah, the catch was insane.
Oh, insane.
Yeah, with those wide receivers, why is Jameis that far down?
I don't get it.
Because it's Jameis.
Because
they
saw Jameis. Well, that's why.
In your last year, you saw what – I mean, they weren't throwing it much, and he wasn't looking great. It just –
Yeah, they saw the offense.
They saw the offense.
Last year.
Yeah, I mean, so they're a little
Jarvis is wide receiver 50, 111 overall.
But in Tampa Bay, even though he threw all them interceptions, he still the yards were there for fantasy. I mean, not as an NFL quarterback, but as a fantasy quarterback.
Yeah,
they still have Drew Brees on him.
I was just about to.
He gonna get drafted.
And he will be drafted.
Fox, are we believing these lists? I mean, really? I mean,
somebody will. Take a late round.
Jamal Williams is
oh
Jamal Williams is running back 54.
Dude, Chris Hogan retired last year.
Yeah.
During the middle of the season.
Well, that happens. Charles Scott was on there for like 5 years.
That is true, because Clay would always pick
him
up.
I would
up
always
at the end
draft him at my last pick.
Yeah.
Just get some mojo. Yeah.
And he'd be like the only person to draft him on.
Yeah.
On ESPN.
So is Taysom listed as a tight end or a quarterback?
Tight end.
He is tight end, yeah.
Yeah. Saw it up
there.
Well,
I knew they had made him. I didn't know if they had it on here yet.
What number tight end is he?
A lot.
Really?
20th. 20.
Oh, by a lot, did you mean high or low?
I meant low. There ain't no way he's the 20th best.
Name 19 before him.
And just with his ability.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he might run the ball.
He ain't the 20th.
Run some.
He ain't the 20th either. Look.
Dude, what's up with these lists?
I think that was 20 on
points from last year.
On the Saints.
Adam Trautman.
He's
49th on the tight end list.
He'll get taken somehow, too, in our
they
league.
They got Trautman at 29.
Oh, that's kind of ridiculous, though.
That's low. That's low.
49.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. All right,
I think
Trautman's
going to have a good year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's transition to our Dirty Five, which is insane Dirty Five. You know, we just talked about how the fantasy lists are more wide receiver heavy than ever before, and that those elite talents just keep pushing the running backs further and further down. So we're going to do a Dirty Five of best wide receivers in the NFL. I think there's like probably 15 at the least that could arguably make this list, maybe even 20. Like, there's a lot of guys that you could.
I wouldn't say 15.
Look
at number 13. Would you put Jalen Waddle?
Well, you're looking at fantasy. You're not looking at Michael Thomas, DeAndre Hopkins, guys
true.
That are out.
That's
yeah.
true. That's true.
Yeah. Fantasy's not everything. Yeah. But there's a lot of guys that, I don't know, it's just there's so much wide receiver talent, and especially recently with the young guys, it feels like every year there's, what, 4 first-round picks that are receivers? And they're all elite talents. Because that's what, 2 or 3 years ago, they were like, these next 3 drafts are going to be so wide receiver heavy. And I was like, the Saints have to do it. And, you know, we finally did it with Olave. Probably should have done it a year or two earlier. You know, with like the Chase draft or the Jefferson draft, where those were pretty freaking loaded. Ooh. But, yeah.
But the NFL's changed, too.
Yeah.
It's high score now.
Definitely.
It's not that pound the ball, play defense.
No.
Unless you're a Patriot.
College,
unless you're the Patriots.
College closely represents it, too, now. You can't hear me?
Oh, you're freaking leaned all the way to the couch.
College closely represents the NFL now, too. So they're more ready to step in and make like big contributions from day one.
Yeah.
As we've seen in the past couple years.
So who wants to kick it off? 35.
I'll go.
All right.
I like it.
I ain't scared to go first. Number 5, Ja'Marr Chase.
Wow, at five. Ooh, okay, I'm ready for this list.
Number five, Ja'Marr Chase. Think he should be in the top five without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Number four, Justin Jefferson.
Yep.
I think Jefferson's better. I always have thought it, and I probably always will think it. He does more with a lesser quarterback, in my opinion. So I think that's better for he's better
done
than Chase.
For, what, 2 years?
He's done it for
years?
2 years
done
now.
One more year than
opposed
Chase
to Chase's 1 year or whatever, you know. But he can't help that.
This will be just.
It's only his third year.
He won rookie of the year last year.
Yeah.
Clay.
God.
Crap. You cashed in that bet the other day. That rookie of the year bet on Chase.
I'm talking about Jefferson.
Oh, yeah, Jefferson. Yeah,
this will be his third year.
Yeah. I feel like he's been in the league a little bit longer than that.
Number three, Stephon Diggs. Diggs and Jefferson were, like, I guess, neck and neck for me.
He replaced Diggs.
He did. They're neck and necks. I gave the nod to Diggs because he has the better quarterback.
And speaking of that, how crazy is that?
I am a part of the Bills Mafia, so that doesn't
help. Got rid of Stephon Diggs. What did they get for him? Probably like a fourth-round pick?
They got something.
No, they got –
Did they get something high?
Yes.
But they replaced him with probably the most Stephon Diggs-type player they could have gotten.
And for cheaper.
They might have got a first round. That's what they used on Jefferson.
Did they really?
Yeah.
That might be what happened.
Yeah, it was.
Because I want to say that's what they blew that pick up to be. Yeah.
Wow. It worked out for them.
They got four
draft picks.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I knew it was a big trade.
Stephon Diggs was having a pretty good career up to that point.
Well, yeah, but look what DeAndre Hopkins got traded for.
That was because you had
that's called Bill O'Brien.
Clown playing GM for him.
That's insane, man. Yeah.
And he got mad at the organization, so he gave him a middle finger
that's
as he was
so
walking
stupid.
Out the door.
Correct.
Well, I just noticed something funny, too. If you add up the digits on Stephon Diggs,
that doesn't add
jersey.
Up. Oh, my God.
One in four is five.
Oh, okay. What else adds up to five?
The three and the two on OJ's jersey.
Oh.
That was totally random. I'm
sorry. Is 32
was
retired
that
and before?
The one you had planned?
32?
Did you have that planned?
No.
He gets to save that.
It's just natural.
Yeah.
Just comes to him.
Those kind of things just jump out at me.
Yeah.
So.
Big numbers guy.
Where's he going with this?
He always just adds up jersey numbers.
I knew he was going towards that,
but I
saw 14 and 17. I was like, Bill, that's 31. And then I thought, maybe he's talking about Justin Jefferson and Diggs. So that would be 32 technically.
Yeah.
And then he was like, no, I got 1+4. I was like, wow. You took that to a whole other level right there. Oh, my God, Bill.
Is 32 allowed to be worn in Buffalo? Look up their roster and find out who wears it.
You can look up retired numbers.
It's probably retired. They probably aren't allowed to retire it.
They could have done it before he killed the wife.
Yeah, then unretire it.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Hey, the glove did not fit,
it
Bill.
It did not fit.
His hand.
So,
on March 28, 2019, Perry, I don't know his last name, just says Perry, signed with the Buffalo Bills. Perry is notable for being the first person to wear the number 32.
What year? 2019?
2019.
Since OJ.
Oh, look at that.
That big of a gap.
Yes.
They probably just made people stop wearing it.
James Cook should have got it.
Whoa, now.
He should have. What?
You think he's going
to
be the next OJ?
Perry wanted to be the first one to wear it.
Big OJ guy.
Yeah, we might need to have him on the pod. First
Jordan
time
Miller.
Since 1997.
Jordan Miller, cornerback, one tackle last year. That's one tackle in 2020. He didn't even play last year.
He didn't play in the last.
Well, Bill, there's your new favorite player.
There you go.
Hey, and he was born in 97, so he missed the whole thing.
Because he know what happened.
No big deal to him.
Wait, when happened in what, 94?
Yeah.
94.
What's that? I like AJ.
Okay,
I like
sorry,
the apple juice.
Back to your Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to hijack your
What number was he in San Francisco? Is it 32 as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
so you got to find
God.
Out who wears that. Might be Ty Davis Price or something.
Oh, that'd be something cool to look at. But, yeah, Stephon Diggs, number three. Like I said, I think it's mainly because he has Josh Allen opposed to Kirk Cousins. So, number two, Cooper Kupp. Think he's undeniably top two in the league.
TDP is wearing number 32 at the 49ers.
Called it.
He's the next OJ.
He's an LSU running back. Of course they wear 32.
That's right.
I mean,
hey, Charles Scott.
Jeremy Hill. No, Jeremy Hill's 33, right?
Yes.
Okay. There were some other ones.
I don't know.
Probably.
And then number one, Devontae Adams. I think he's hands down the best wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Hands down.
I think he is.
I agree.
So that's my that's my list right there.
Who was two?
Cooper Kupp.
I was looking at it. Okay, Cooper Kupp. Yeah. Got you. Yeah, I like this. Good solid list there.
I think those five are all well deserving.
Yeah, I'll do mine. Number five, Michael Thomas.
I knew that was coming.
I mean, let's forget about these injuries and just wait till he comes back this year healthy again, and everybody's going to be reminded how good he was before he got hurt.
He's got to prove it to me.
I think he will.
I'm betting on
he
him.
Seems to have that edge about him already in practice. Like, he's about to prove everybody
Chance,
wrong.
Chance, look up his comeback player of the year odds. Chance.
Cam Smith signed with Liv over $100 million.
Is that the guy that just won?
Yeah. British Open.
The dude needs a shave.
Mark Leishman did, too.
Australian?
Yeah.
Oh, he's
good,
too.
Yeah, I think Michael Thomas,
look up the comeback odds. I think he make a bet.
I want to make it because everybody's wanting Jameis Winston's the comeback player of the year. I'm like, no, I think Michael Thomas is being the comeback player of the year.
Think about it. If Michael Thomas is, then he's probably
then he
right
is
in
as well. Yeah.
Well, unless Jameis throws his 20 picks.
Exactly.
I saw somebody say that Derrick Henry's an option. For comeback player
Ty,
of the year,
Ty mentioned that. I'm not sure if Ty
was that
had,
Derrick Henry. I mean, was that Ty that said that?
Yeah, I don't.
All right, never mind. Redact that. From
look up the.
Oh, yeah.
Redact that. I thought
the source,
I saw
the source.
I thought I saw Big Cat tweet
now,
it.
Now Ty might have been making a bet and seen it. So look at the odds.
I'm trying. Y'all's Wi-Fi sucks.
No, it doesn't. Bill's using it right now.
Get out of here, ball.
I won't. But number four is Justin Jefferson, and I think he's. He has another year like he did last year. He's going to probably be right there with the Cooper Cups, you know.
Yeah.
Of the world. Number three is Jamar Chase.
So you think Chase is better?
I think Chase is better. I do.
I think it's a good argument.
Yeah, I think you could sit there and you could argue back and forth. I don't know. Chase just seems to have that little.
He has the it factor.
That's what I was about to say.
He has the
it factor.
Without a doubt.
I think that's what kind of puts him a little over JJ.
Justin has the diamond grill on top and bottom.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey.
You're right. But I feel like, it might help that Jamar's getting thrown to Burrow. He's been throwing to him for the last 3 years, too.
A lot better than Kirk Cousins.
But also, JJ gets playing in a dome. For half the year
that
too.
That's true.
And that to me, that's a big factor there. Number two, Kupp. I think he's going to keep staying right there as long as he has Stafford as his quarterback and McVay calling the plays for him. He is by far one of the funnest receivers to watch in the league, in my opinion, too.
Mm.
I love watching run routes. Like, I'll sit there and just I get in the days of watching the route, and I want to watch the ball. I feel like he's.
Who? I wouldn't listen. Kupp.
Yeah. And then number one's Adams. And I think he's kind of. I really wanted to put Hopkins in, but I just really couldn't find a way to put him. He was the only one I felt bad about leaving out.
A few years ago, there's no doubt Hopkins was in there, but he missed a step.
In Arizona, he's kind of, I guess, not going downhill, but. He's just been hurt a little bit.
Been hurt.
And Kyler doesn't help a lot, you know.
I'm not sure if his play calling's getting favored toward him either.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what Kingsbury.
Hey, I got a comeback player of the year odds. What's Derrick Henry plus 300.
Is he the leader of it?
Yep.
Seriously.
Wow. James, I don't know how that's even freaking possible.
He played in the playoffs.
Like Ty said, and give Ty credit, he played in the playoffs.
Well, I knew Ty had to have seen the odds. Yeah.
Absolutely how he found it. Jameis Winston's plus 400. McCaffrey plus 800. Michael Thomas plus 800.
Oh.
So they're doing the same thought.
What is it?
Put me a little on Michael Thomas plus 800.
But they're using the same thought process of if Michael Thomas goes off, Jameis Winston.
Jameis was ahead
off.
Of him? What was it?
Plus 400. Jameis has the second best odds.
Hey, shout out to Jameis being that high, man.
Baker Mayfield plus 1,200.
Woo!
Here's a good one. Cam Akers plus 2,000.
No, that's not a good one.
Why would it be?
J.K. Dobbins.
Look at their running back
core.
That's not a bad one at all. Plus 2,000?
Nah.
Throw a little
Trey
on
Day. plus 3,400. Hey, Deshaun Watson. How are we going to call him comeback player of the year?
Watson's playing Friday
Barkley
night.
Not on there?
Yeah, he is. I skipped over. He ain't going to win it. He ain't going to make it this season, Josh.
Oh, that's true.
He'll be in the running next year as well.
Yeah.
Deshaun's starting Friday night, preseason game.
Yeah. You can vote on the Super Bowl MVP before the season. You can bet on that.
I bet the odds on that.
Josh Allen plus 800. Super Bowl MVP.
He's the best one.
Tom Brady plus 1,100.
What's Mahomes?
What's Jameis Winston?
Plus 1,300.
And you don't even know. That's crazy.
That's something.
I want that.
Him
plus,
being that low.
I want that plus 800 Michael Thomas. I'm telling you. I don't know if Jameis will get the credit if he goes off. I think, like you said, he's going to have all the picks.
Vegas never lies. Is Will Fuller still in Miami?
No, he's waiting to sign.
He's not.
He might sign with Cleveland.
He has high odds. He's got plus 5,000.
Yeah. Talk about somebody
should
who wants
be on the roster.
Yeah.
Definitely
Marcus Mariota plus 1,600.
Yeah, there's rumor. Fuller will probably sign with Cleveland once Watson's situation gets handled out because Cleveland just lost Jakeem Grant. He tore his Achilles the other day in practice.
Oh, and, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, that's
practice?
Yeah.
I'm talking about
practice.
So Derrick Henry played 8 games last year. And then.
And the playoffs.
Yeah, then he played in the playoff game. That's weird.
And he's got the highest odds.
Yep.
Yeah, that's weird.
Can't really call that a comeback, but whatever.
So.
He literally already came back.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what are we doing here? He came back last year.
Where are we at on your list?
I'm done. Peyton.
I'm done.
Peyton, you finished it? Oh,
right. Yeah, I'm done.
Adams was one.
Okay, yeah. I'll go in if he's done. All right, number 5, I'm going to go Deebo Samuels. Go away from him.
Yeah.
I just think.
Is he a wide receiver, Josh?
Yeah.
Well, he's listed as one, but he does everything on the field, especially for San Francisco. I mean, without him last year, that'd have been nothing, I think.
He's a football player.
He's definitely a football player. Number 4. I'm going Jamar Chase. Number 3, Justin Jefferson. And I think it's crazy that all of us have 2 LSU guys in the top. I mean, who would ever thought
with 5 or 6
years ago that we would have had 2 mm-hmm.
no,
LSU
I agree.
Guys? And they're legit. I mean, nobody's going to argue with
you. And they're not Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, Jamar
and
Chase coming out of high school, like – yeah, he was – I think he was like a high 3-star.
Who?
Jamar Chase? Was he a 4-star?
Jefferson.
No,
Jefferson.
Jefferson
was like a no-star.
Was a 2-star.
Yeah, but
Chase was a big
– he was almost a 5-star.
He was almost a 5.
Yeah.
He didn't have like a whole lot of hype though when he got to LSU. He didn't play his freshman year.
Chase
he had a
didn't
lot of hype.
Surprise me that he done that.
See, I didn't remember him
Jefferson
having a lot of hype.
He was one of the top receivers in the country coming out of high school.
See, I don't remember that though.
Well, I mean, Chase only played 2 years.
Damn. Yeah, but I still remember getting recruited and everything. I don't remember him – being that big of a deal when we got him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he was a high 4-star. Some places had him at 5-star. No. And Jefferson and if it wasn't for Jefferson's 2 brothers, I'm not sure he's ever at LSU.
He's not in the NFL right now, I know that.
No, absolutely not.
Without a doubt.
No, if it wasn't for Jordan and Ricky.
Yeah, Jamar Chase was a 4-star on ESPN.
Yeah. And gotcha. ESPN always is the
number
lowest.
Number 42 receiver in the nation, though.
Boom.
Don't go off ESPN. Go off 24/7.
That's what I used to go off of back then.
ESPN rankings.
I've changed over.
ESPN rankings are
since then.
Screwy.
They had 24/7 had his 4-star, 15 wide receiver in
there
the nation.
There you go. Yeah. Top in the country. Yeah, you can't. ESPN's rankings in college recruiting is terrible.
Well, we had Terrace Marshall that same year.
Who was the number one receiver in the country?
Oh, number 3. But they, I mean, that was the one that everyone heard about as opposed to Chase.
That was 24/7?
Mm-hmm.
They had him with this one back then.
Amon Ross St. Brown at 2, and some guy named Justin Shorter that went to Penn State, number 1.
And never heard of again.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Darion Kendrick at 4, never heard of him.
There you go. I love going down these lists.
Yeah. Some guy that signed
North
Carolina.
Yeah, I do that
Carolina.
All the time. It's so much fun.
I go down Louisiana's list every year.
Yeah,
and find the ones that went to like Alabama or A&M. I'm like, you didn't never turn out.
Nope. Speedy Noel.
Yes.
All right, Josh. Brian so that was Campbell. Your number 3 was who? Jefferson.
Jefferson at number 3. I got at number 2 Devontae Adams.
Ooh.
Ow.
He might be the most talented, but we got so last year he had his quarterback there, and he still got beat by my number 1, even with his. Quarterback there. He's probably the one of the most, if not the most talented. And he went on about a 5 or 6 run where he was the best player in NFL. But
I think Adams has been the best receiver for like 5 years.
And he won me several championships in fantasy football having him. Stuck. But I got to go with Cooper Kupp at number one. He was the best possibly player in fantasy football or the NFL last year. He almost
got 2,000 yards.
Yeah. He's the best route runner of any receiver, I will say, I believe.
Better than JJ?
Devontae Adams have you seen, is best.
Yeah, Devontae, well, Stephon Diggs.
Run and make a play, but just as far as just running around.
Adams is the best route runner in the league, easily to me. That.
Why is AJ Minter pitching right now?
I love
watching Coop.
They're all interchangeable. Which, those top
you know,
two.
And I had him on my fantasy football and two or three leagues, so I watched every game. And
yeah.
I mean, I thought he was outstanding.
And hey, I could sit and argue Michael Thomas is one of the best route runners in the league. That's how he makes what he got. I mean, because of his route run, it's not because of his speed.
You're right.
I mean, people are going to remember.
I'm excited
Thomas
to watch
this year.
Him play this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, because I think people have forgotten how dominant he was when he played. I mean, the year he got injured, we had nobody. Everybody knew we were going to Michael Thomas, and he still got the ball.
Had like 170 catches.
Yeah,
we were at the Titans game when he broke the record.
Yeah.
Yep.
We were like our seats were lined up with the pylon, and it was the pylon that he scored at.
Oh, sweet!
So, I got it on video and everything.
And people were like yelling overrated because in Tennessee. They were talking about how overrated he
and
was.
He called it
stuff.
Like took
I
off
freaked,
his helmet and started yelling
I
at the crowd.
Freaked out. I stood up in my chair. It was bad.
Yeah, we won that game too.
We did.
In the rain. We were leaving. You remember the jersey we saw?
Yes.
Well, it said something about –
something very vulgar, wasn't it?
It was about the Falcons.
It was a 25 – it said ATL led by – and then
28-3.
Well, no, it was number 25 jersey.
Oh,
never mind.
That's it. That's
ATL
it, yeah.
led by
25. That's it, yeah. That's and it was on the Saints jersey, right?
Yeah.
In freaking Tennessee. And the Falcons hate just travels everywhere. All right, so that was your five.
Yeah, that was all of them.
I guess I'll go. Yeah, y'all aren't going to like this. But number five.
We don't hate them.
Number five, we're going Cooper Kupp.
What?
What?
Woo! Clay hates Cooper Kupp.
I mean.
Because he likes his Bobby trees.
I mean,
Cooper Kupp 5 though, Clay. I mean, I know you don't like him, but 5.
It's been
the
1 year.
One
I want to see more
wide receiver
from him.
In NFL last year.
He
hands
was
down, hands down.
Last year he had the best stats, yes.
Okay, is he the No, is a lot of this just your anger toward Matthew Stafford?
Or what was that fantasy football like team name that you had last year, Clay?
I didn't like Stafford cuz he didn't get the ball to Robert
Woods.
What was
the team name?
Can't say that. But
didn't get the ball to what?
But I want to see him. I want to see him do it more than 1 year. Because before last year, his best season was 1,100 yards and 10 touchdowns. That was in 2019. Yeah, those are good numbers. But these other guys that I've listed, outside of one, have done it for multiple years, and they've been that guy. I don't think Kupp's gonna replicate this. Y'all might. Y'all might think he gets 145, 1,900 yards, and 16 touchdowns again. I'd be shocked. I mean, Robert Woods is leaving, so he's going to go down some of that. He also, target-wise, had over 20 more targets than anybody else in the NFL. Mm. You could say that's him getting open more, or is
running ability.
Or force-feeding him.
Or is it force-feeding? I'm going to go with that.
What? How many? He had more targets than Devontae Adams.
He had 191 targets. Adams had 169.
And that's shocking because, like, Adams was the offense passing wise in Green Bay. So you think if anybody's gonna be
with Aaron
bad,
freaking Rodgers,
yeah,
yeah.
But Adams would break for a long ones where Kupp's were probably shorter a lot of times.
Kupp's yards per reception was 13.4. Adams is 12.6.
Yeah, Kupp had Kupp had 30. You see, Kupp had 30.
He hates him, dude,
receptions
so much.
Over 20 yards, and Devontae Adams only had 19.
Think has something to do with
that? What was that, Bill?
Really likes Robert Woods.
Cooper Kupp had 30.
He's not
receptions
20 plus yards
over 30,
hit
20 plus
receptions
yards.
For 20 or more yards.
Devontae had 19.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
So everybody so Chef Cup is number one.
I want to see him do it another year. I want to see him do it another year.
He did it his rookie year.
No, he didn't.
Didn't he do well his rookie year?
Wait,
I mean,
Who was the Super Bowl MVP last year?
Yeah.
Was it Cooper Kupp?
His rookie year, he had 800 yards and 5 touchdowns. Compare that to what Ja'Marr Chase did.
I wasn't listening. What'd you say?
His rookie year, he had 800 yards and 5 touchdowns.
Oh. Who was throwing it to him?
Well, he had a quarterback for the first time, and that quarterback didn't have really many other options because Woods got hurt, so he just started throwing
Woods
it to
got
Coop.
Hurt.
Imagine that.
Let's Woods see if he does hurt. It again.
Isn't that a trend?
Woods, he's not an injury-prone guy.
Will he get – he was –
call him Bobby Twiggs.
Will he get forget about in Tennessee?
Yeah, I think he will,
too.
He'll throw in the ball.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. They had A.J. Brown, Julio Jones. You forgot who their receivers were.
Number four, I'm going to go Stephon Diggs.
I like Diggs a lot. I
love Diggs.
Diggs, I think he gets underrated. He was really good in Minnesota. He goes to Buffalo. And
you think he gets underrated because he doesn't really have anything that he's just great at?
He's not flashy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's not big. He's not fast. He's not.
He just gets open.
Yeah, he just gets open.
Well, another thing about
you don't.
Him,
he doesn't have like a highlight reel where he just catches.
Well, he has one.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I'm not trying to go there, Clay. Crap.
We're supposed to be pro Saints here.
Right, man. Freak. We're Saints in Detroit here.
Usually hit that 100-yard mark, and that, a lot of them look at that.
Especially like our league. Yeah, we have that bonus in.
He'll go 98, 96, but it's like he rarely ever hits that 100-yard mark.
Right,
and
I agree.
And everybody's looking at that. That's kind of a standard. Mm-hmm. Hit 100.
Yeah. I don't know. Diggs, he just always impresses me. And he's one that I think his route running is incredible. And he just gets open. And he's got Josh Allen now thrown to him instead of, crap, who all threw to him in Minnesota?
Case Keenum.
Yeah. Who, 2015, who's his quarterback? Let's look.
Case Keenum.
Sean Mannion.
Oh, Teddy Bridgewater.
Hey. Oh, was that his last year there?
No, that was his first year. I was looking to see way back. It had to have been Cousins towards the end.
Okay,
Sam Bradford for 1 year.
Bradford? He was there when Bradford was there?
I forgot about Sam Bradford.
Kirk Cousins was there his last year. So he went through Sam Bradford, Teddy Bridgewater, Kirk Cousins, Case Keenum.
Boy, if that's not an all-star lineup.
Heck yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I like
he
Diggs
deserved
a lot.
Josh Allen.
My thoughts are with you.
Yeah, he deserved Josh Allen.
Yeah, I like Diggs a lot. And as you said, he doesn't do nothing,
I guess,
flashy. Like, he really isn't. He's kind of just a get me the ball, I'm open.
And he doesn't run the jaw like I thought he would. Minnesota, he kind of had some glances where I thought he was going to be one of the run-the-mouth guys, but he really doesn't.
He would fit in with, like, Bill Belichick, I think.
Yeah, he's like a Wes Welker guy to me.
Like, he's like a more quick than fast. Bring your lunch pail to work kind of guy. Mm-hmm. You know, big in the film study and all that
kind of
stuff.
He does his homework.
He doesn't
shows
fit the
up
rest
early.
Of that stereotype.
Yeah.
And that's what
he
I
fits
think
the
is
fella
not.
Stereotype.
Also, fifth-round pick from Maryland, too. That's I mean, he's not just one of these LSU, Ohio State, top school guys, you know, in which Cooper Kupp
is neither. Cooper Kupp. So,
well, Cooper Kupp went third round, too.
You remember why, though? He dominated that combine that year. I remember that.
Yeah, but I like me some Diggs. And number three, we're going with one that hasn't been mentioned, Tyreek Hill. Freaking game breaker.
Tua.
Yeah.
Freaking game breaker.
Tua.
I want
to. Did you see what he did to Buffalo last year in the playoffs?
Yeah, I know. I had him on my fantasy team 1 year.
Cooper Kupp.
Exactly.
Never having done much till last year.
Who, Tyreek Hill?
Dude, Tyreek Hill's a legend.
Yeah, but.
Tyreek Hill,
111 catches last year.
Tyreek Hill, 27.
I think Cooper Kupp did.
2017, 1,100 yards. 2018, 1,500 yards. 2019, he got hurt, played only 12 games, still had 900 yards and 7 touchdowns. 2020, 1,200 yards, 15 touchdowns. 2021, 1,200 yards, 9 touchdowns.
But he's so 2020, yeah, he had that many yards, but he's down. You know, he's like 15th in receiving,
receptions.
No receptions.
Oh, yeah. He don't catch the ball much.
Oh,
he gets
he's a big yak guy.
Yeah. No, that is weird, though. Last year, Last year he had 111 receptions. The year before he had 87, and he had the same number of yards. That's crazy.
I will say he's fast.
That's a big jump.
He fast.
What kind of numbers he put up this year in Miami?
I mean, he still hits 1,000.
I think he'll catch a lot more passes.
Well, I just mentioned he caught 111.
I think he'll catch around that, if not more, because he'll have to do a lot more intermediate routes.
I don't trust Tua at all. I hate Tua.
If you play quarterback in the NFL, you can throw an 8-yard slant. You know what I'm saying? Or 9-yard drag or something like that.
But I think a lot of Tyreek's success, though, was because of Mahomes buying time for him.
Yeah.
And he's not going to have that.
And don't forget the this offense of Miami.
This offense of Miami is going to be precise.
This head coach talk before?
Yeah.
This fella's strange, man. So I guarantee he's a great play caller.
He's a strange fella.
Yeah, I like him.
That's a guarantee that he's a good football
coach. And let's remember, too, he was not their option they really wanted. Peyton's who they really wanted.
He was the
fallback guy.
Oh, they were rumored to get Bienemy, but they never did. That's what it was.
Yeah.
No one ever does.
Now, if Freddie went there, I could say he might be the best wide receiver.
But, yeah, Tyreek, to me, there's nothing like him in the NFL. And if there's one player, if you say we need to score, and if you're farther than, 20, 30 yards out, give him the ball. There's no other player in the NFL I'd rather have the ball. He's got the speed that no one else in the league has. And he honestly just makes freaking plays when he has to.
No, and I might disagree. I think
if you got to give it to one person, Davante Adams will be hard not to give it to.
And I agree. Adams is going to be my number one, but he's just so unique and does such a different thing and brings something that no one else in the league can.
And I feel
he's
like
the fastest player.
I
feel like Hill's size hurts me and my. Look at him,
but
too.
He can go up and get it. Honestly,
he takes a hit.
I've
too.
Seen it.
Yeah, he can take a hit. I don't know.
I've had him many times in fantasy, and I've seen him get knocked down while watching the red zone. I'm like, oh god, here he goes. A couple plays later, he's back out there. Like, he's very durable to be his size.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill though, I think he's incredible. And I'm honestly shocked he was not mentioned before me.
He didn't.
I thought about it, but it's Tua.
I mean, I would.
Well,
I would
are we talking upcoming year? I thought we were talking about best five talents in the league.
I was
talking last.
Well,
year.
I mean, you went with Cup for just the 1 year. Like, I mean, we're going raw.
Well, then raw talent. Cooper Kupp don't make it for me.
I'm just thinking five best wide receivers. Like, I'm not thinking who's going to be the five best this year.
Oh, that's what I did.
Because, man, there might be someone better than Tyreek just because he's got Tua throwing to him. That doesn't mean he's not a top five wide receiver.
Chance. I kind of was thinking of this year.
I thought we were like, predicting
that's
the top
five.
That's why
I put Thomas, because I think he's going to have a phenomenal year.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why we got to come with dirty five ideas before 6:15.
Yeah, my list probably would have been different because I don't have Ja'Marr Chase on my list.
You do not.
No.
Do you want Bill to go real quick, then you redo your list?
Whoa. No, we're not leaving this to Ja'Marr Chase.
I guess we need to
Chase.
Redo the name of the thing.
We're not going to know Ja'Marr Chase?
No. Because I got Jefferson at 2 and Adams at 1.
Wow. Okay. My bad. Next.
Your list.
Your list, I mean.
Wow.
1 year. Let him do it again.
Oh, don't worry.
I don't know. We'll see.
So you think Cooper Kupp's better than Ja'Marr Chase?
Yeah.
Good for you. I do too. Good for you. Huh. We're all in agreement on that, though.
I mean,
technically,
it's not Ja'Marr's fault. He's only had 1 year.
No, it's not. It's not.
But
there's a lot of insane talent in the NFL. I want to see a guy do it more than 1 year.
He'll never put up the numbers that Cooper Kupp did.
He did just put up 1,500 yards his rookie year.
He did.
He'll never go higher than that.
But there's a lot of guys that are in the NFL that are insanely talented.
That's the thing. Yeah, he had 81 receptions, but, I mean, Higgins, Boyd, the tight end.
And they're going to run the ball, too.
Yeah, they're going to run
it with Mixon's worthy of touching it, you know.
I mean, he's never going to have to carry the load.
No.
He's now going to have to be like, Tyreek Hill got a lot of that because who else?
Chase will have some, like, really, really awesome games, but he'll have some.
He'll have
some.
Oh, yeah, I had him last year. He disappeared a couple of
games. And
then he'll
have that 240-yard game where he can't be stopped.
And he'll win you your week by just him.
Yeah.
So we're doing top five for this upcoming year?
That's what I did, but I don't think it really matters that much. It's probably not going to change that much.
Yeah.
Is Tyreek Hill in your top five?
I wouldn't have Tyreek Hill because it's Tua. I was just looking at the wide receivers in the NFL and who I think are the best. I think Tua's the best, but I don't think he's going to have a better year than people. I think Tyreek is the top.
I was worried
you were going there.
I think Tyreek is the third best, but I don't think Tyreek's going to have the third best season just because of his situation.
Yeah, I follow that.
And crap, Adams might not be as good outside of.
Oh, no, he will.
I mean, I think he will, but.
Derek Carr is so underrated. He will. He'll be
but he's not Aaron Rodgers.
With Josh McDaniels.
He's not Aaron Rodgers.
He probably has a better play caller than
he's not Aaron Rodgers, and he's going with Waller and Renfro. Is he going to have as many catches and yards and touchdowns?
No, but he's going to be a lot more open probably than he ever been at Green Bay.
Well, open don't mean you get the ball.
Him and Aaron Rodgers had a connection, though.
Well, they did.
He was so weird, man. It's like they understood each other. Like,
but that. I think McDaniels is going to be a lot better play caller for him.
Well, he's about to play with four. His freaking college quarterback now, too, so that connection's going to be there.
Oh, it
should be.
It's just –
Andy's gonna be in a dome.
It's hard to say that he's gonna get.
Yeah, he ain't playing in Green Bay.
He's not playing no snow.
And he'll be playing in LA.
It's hard to say that he's gonna get better yards and numbers when he's adding two great talents around him. Like he's never. Who's the best player he's played with?
Who?
Like who's the best receiver or tight end he's played with?
I was saying Jordy Nelson.
Their number two's been Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and when did he play with Jordy Nelson?
Just a
long
few.
Time ago.
Well, Nelson.
He might not play with Jordy Nelson.
Well, he might not.
I was thinking of Jordy Nelson and Cobb.
He probably played with him when
he
was
with Nelson.
When he was young.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he wasn't Devontae Adams at that time, though. I bet.
And let's
that was Randall Cobb.
Like I just told Chance too. He's gonna be playing against Kansas City's DBs, who are terrible.
Hey, Snead.
Snead sucks.
Yeah, he's,
no, he doesn't.
It,
Snead's good.
And I mean. I think in a dome, that's going to help.
He's got to play against Chargers twice. J.C. Jackson, good defense.
I just don't trust that team yet, though, until they show me. I want them to, I think, but I just don't.
Well, I don't think a cornerback matters with him. He's done it for years.
Yeah, it ain't gonna matter.
What I'm saying is, I mean, to me, that
he's from cornerback, so he's played in a pretty bad division for one.
Jeff Okuda.
Yeah, we got Jeff Okuda.
Correct. No. That's Clay's boy now. Don't dog him. I mean, that's
I can't name a cornerback.
Hey, who is not mentioned? He was not mentioned.
He did not.
Knocks.
Oh, wow.
They talked literally two players. That was
it was really strange.
Hutchinson and Brockers. That was
well,
it.
Well, 2.5 if you count the cold tub guy that I Googled.
And Jamal Williams.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they didn't do that.
I'm guessing the next episode is going to be all the players.
So, I don't even know who the cold tub guy was.
I Googled him, dude. He was actually a 4-star recruit. He's like 0.93 24/7 rating.
Who?
Coming out of high school. Ime Ogugu or something.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Ozu.
Ozu Imimi.
Who do you play with?
He went to Memphis.
What are you saying?
He only played football for like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, he's played a total of like seven.
I'm sorry, guys. That was my bad. I'm not watching the episode. I'm going to be better.
All right, Bill, go.
Okay. Who was your number one?
Adams.
Oh, okay.
And two was Jefferson.
All right, my number five.
Is your number five Emu Uzuzu?
Whatever he decided. That sounds right. It was Tyreek Hill, but I changed it to Stephon Diggs.
Okay.
You talked me out of it.
You talked
me out of Tyreek Hill.
Why?
Yeah. Just the whole
Tua.
How Tua's going to make him suck this year.
Well, let me change my list then.
But I changed mine before I said it. So,
yeah.
Number four, Ja'Marr Chase.
Who was number five? Was Diggs.
Yeah.
My bad.
Five was Hill. No, I'm glad we'd be the only person with
Chance to take his medicine day.
I need it, man. He's riddling.
My number three is probably going to be a little surprising, but he should be a lot higher, and that's Michael Thomas.
There we go.
If you look back, the last full season he actually got to play was 2019. And which that's when we saw him
break
the record in Nashville. That was the best receiving season that
any receiver's ever had.
Ooh,
I mean, that was incredible. Well, I mean, it was record setting.
Well, he had the best. what record did he break? Receptions.
Receptions.
But his yards.
It wasn't Calvin Johnson yards.
It probably wasn't Cooper Kupp.
It wasn't Cooper Kupp either, because Cooper Kupp's the first one to come close to Calvin Johnson.
1,725 yards he had.
Still 149 catches. Holy crap.
And Cooper Kupp had 145.
And everybody in the stadium knew the ball was going to, and he kept catching balls.
Every play.
Yeah, 185 targets that year. And get that, 185 targets.
Cooper Kupp had more than that.
There he goes.
And
oh, I found that guy's name.
He caught 149 of them.
Obinna Easy.
Kupp had 191 targets.
So, I mean, I think there's potential for him to – I mean, oh, gosh, if he stays healthy, he could do that again.
Yeah. Depending on Jameis.
Those stats help my force feed agenda. Because we saw what happened with Michael Thomas. He was getting force fed more than anybody, and Cooper Kupp had 6 more targets. So –
yeah.
And 5 less receptions.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's hard to say that he wasn't getting force fed.
So number 2, force fed Cooper Kupp.
There we go. Thank you.
Put him in there. And
there's a reason they forced him to bomb.
That was crazy what he did last year.
It was.
It broke my heart in the Super Bowl. But, you know. And then my number 1 is Jerry Rice.
There you go.
Not OJ?
Jerry Rice, yeah. Was he a teammate of OJ?
Jerry Rice? What?
No, they weren't paying attention over there.
We're talking about Obini, whatever.
We're kicking Chance out of next episode. He's not even paying attention.
Yeah, my number 1 is Jerry Rice, I said.
Shout out Jerry.
I just call him Jerry Rice because I don't want to say Devonta Adams.
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay.
Anyway.
So you think he's as good as Jerry?
Oh, no, no.
Oh.
I don't think Jerry's as good as
Randy Moss.
Randy Moss, that's my.
I don't either.
Randy Moss is my goat.
Me too.
All right, so that's it.
Well, Kyle would be about to go Kyle crazy right stroke. Now, wouldn't he?
Yeah. So we got any names that y'all were close to putting on?
Tyreek Hill.
Oh, Justin, he sucks.
He does suck, but he's worthy.
Justin Jefferson was another one.
You didn't have him?
Michael Thomas, was close to putting
him. I thought hard about Michael Thomas.
Well, I thought hard about Travis Kelce.
Hey, he's basically wide receiver.
Well,
he would have been my number one.
Everybody, you know, everybody kept telling me how good of the trade it was for Philadelphia to get A.J. Brown. But
I don't like A.J. Brown. I don't like him that much.
Well, he's not top 5.
Yeah,
but he's top 20.
I was surprised you didn't say Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen was another.
I was surprised Clay didn't say him.
I didn't want y'all to kill me.
Well, he might die from a punctured lung this year.
But Keenan Allen would have been on my list.
I'll still take Keenan Allen over probably.
Clay will take him over anybody. Yeah, he would.
Jalen Waddle.
Brandon Cooks don't get the respect he deserves.
My argument with Keenan, if you watch people, like if you watch NFL wide receivers give their top receivers, Keenan's always top 3.
Mm-hmm.
Jamar Chase gave his other day, Devontae Adams, Keenan Allen.
Talking about route running, that's something that can run a route.
They asked Jamar Chase, your top 5 receivers. He said Devontae Adams number 1, Keenan Allen number 2. So, I mean.
Was that on the Pivot podcast?
Cooper Kupp next.
I don't know. No, Cooper Kupp was like 4 or 5 for him. So
I wanted to have listened to that.
So, y'all hate Chase, too.
I like Chase.
No, he don't respect Kupp.
I don't worship Kupp.
I don't worship Kupp. I just think he's freaking.
I'm glad nobody said Mike Evans. I hate Mike Evans.
I don't.
He freaking sucks, man. I don't either.
Well, his career is literally unheard of.
I know, but I don't. He doesn't feel like it.
But you sit there and watch a game.
It's the most unconventional 1,000 yards every year.
Especially, well, I guess.
It's crazy.
A lot of it is. I watch a lot of him when he plays the Saints, and a lot of more shuts down.
He disappears.
So I guess that has a lot to do with it. But he's just not that great to me.
Yeah, I've never been a Mike Evans guy.
And he seems like he's always kind of banged up.
Like, I would pick
He's always battling
a
hammer.
I'd pick Godwin over Evans any day.
Yeah, I like me some Godwin.
Any day.
Scary Terry.
I expected you to mention Scary Terry. I did. I like Scary Terry.
Speaking of quarterback play.
Ugh. Yeah. And look what he's done it with, you know.
I know. I'd like to see him with a good quarterback, just to see what he could do.
And, like, I don't even remember him playing at Ohio State. At all.
I mean, is a player like a CeeDee Lamb going to eventually get there?
I don't think so.
I don't think he will either. I like him, but I don't
People overrate him.
We know he's not better than Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs.
I don't think he'll be
Diggs.
Better than.
And those
think,
three got a long
think
time
left. He'll
ever
be better than Amari Cooper.
Really?
Ooh.
Wow.
Amari Cooper's had a really
We saw Derek Stingley shut him down.
I think Amari Cooper's going to spend this year.
About CeeDee.
Well, because he's got college. Jacoby Brissett throwing on the ball.
No, I'm talking about in college.
I'm talking, he said Amari Cooper's going to stink. No, CeeDee walked in and people wanted to rate him top 15 in the freaking league.
They gave him Michael Irvin's number.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
I want to see him do it more.
I think he's going to have a great year.
Huh?
I think he's going to have a great year this year.
He probably will.
Well, they ain't going to
I won't doubt him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I don't know. People are just giving it to him before he earns it.
He's a chick behind the fastball.
But I tell you what, he makes those catches, though. You just go, whoa. He has that it factor.
Does he look fragile to y'all?
He runs.
He looks really skinny.
He runs kind of.
I don't want to say it, but I'm thinking he's going to be hurt. But
like, he looks really skinny.
I hate to say that about anybody.
Yeah. I remember watching him last year because I had him in the league, and of course I had to watch him, you know. And like he would always play with his jersey rolled up a little bit, and I'd be like, man, he don't have like any body fat, and I don't think that's a good thing.
And I seen
you
him
know?
Hit a few times, and he don't get up fast. He's
around. He looks like he feels those hits.
Yeah.
So no DK Metcalf from anybody?
DK sucks.
Not a DK fan.
I hate DK
DK
Metcalf.
Sucks.
He sucks. He's going to disappear this year.
What do you mean sucks?
He sucks.
How?
He's overrated.
Have you seen his numbers?
I have. Let's see what he can do with Drew back there.
He just did it with Geno.
Geno's better than Drew.
Last year he had 967 yards, 12 touchdowns.
Don't lie. Drew's going to get the starting job.
I like Tyler Lockett more than him. I like Tyler Lockett more than DK Metcalf.
I mean, I like Lockett a lot, but Metcalf's a really freaking good receiver.
What about Deontay Johnson?
Very underrated.
He's making a name
for
himself.
He's better than CD.
Yet again, route running, he's got some of the best.
He's better than CD, in my opinion.
Big on drops, though, but I think he kind of fixed that last year. Hey, go look up CD's weight, Bill.
Only 5'10".
He's a .183
Deontay
right
Johnson was third in the NFL in targets last year. Tied for second with Devontae Adams.
Wait a minute, who did you say?
CeeDee Lamb. I haven't seen his name yet. He's probably farther down. There he is. Dreadhead.
So CBS Sports put out their top 10.
.97, my butt. There ain't no way.
CBS Sports, their
he
top 10 was
on the field, though.
Number one, they had Adams. Number two, they had Jefferson.
Really?
Number three, they had Chase. Number four, they had Cup. Five, Diggs. Six, Tyreek. Seven, Mike Evans. Eight, Debo. Nine, Keenan. 10, A.J. Brown.
And see, I felt like I was being a little bit of a homer when I made all these picks at the house earlier, like putting both Chase and Jefferson in there already.
They're
you
in
know?
There. I think they're almost everybody.
And they are. They are. And it's good to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to hear that.
Well,
so.
If he wouldn't have went nuts, we could have put Antonio Brown on there. I mean, really, as far as talent, man, he was as talented as anybody the last several years, but he went slap crazy.
There's another sleeper right there. But, I mean,
Mooney?
No, Cooks.
Yeah.
Brandon Cooks. I mean,
I like
if he was ever on a relevant team, I think he'd get a lot more love, which he was, and he just kind of
ran. He was on like three in a row, and then he got traded to the irrelevant
and
team.
And he ran his mouth.
And
then
he's been better, it feels like, since he's been on the irrelevant team.
He went from the Saints that were pretty good to the Patriots, who Super Bowl,
and
the Rams Super Bowl.
Oh, dude, yes.
1,000 yards, no matter who the quarterback is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But when he got drafted, there were kind of rumors that he was going to be a problem in the locker room. I mean, that's why
he ain't never gotten into trouble, though.
That's why the Saints traded him.
Hollywood had 1,000 yards. Hollywood Brown. Did he get arrested the other day?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good for him.
One that if he was not suspended for the year, Calvin Ridley would be really close to mine.
Yep.
I love Calvin Ridley.
He'd be flirting with it.
Last year, if he would have stayed healthy, he would have been incredible.
He'd be flirting with it.
But he's no T.Y. Hilton.
That's Bill's favorite wide receiver over there.
T.Y.
Bill has had him on his fantasy team every
year. I think Calvin Ridley, if he would have been healthy last year and then not got suspended, you could probably say he's better than, like, Godwin. I think he's right around that range, but I think he's a step above him.
He'd be top 10.
I think so.
Yeah. We go back to the force feeding thing.
Well, he did that with Julio.
Yeah, I mean, his best year was with Julio. Last year, he wasn't doing very good.
He did it with the second, being the second option.
I wonder why.
He was playing on DraftKings too much. But hey, that his year long suspension is complete garbage.
Yeah. Ridiculous, man.
And he didn't even bet on his own team, did he?
No.
I don't think so.
He did not. And that's like Pete Rose not being in the Hall of Fame. He never bet on his team to lose. I mean, what are you expecting right here? If he's going out there playing, he's betting on themselves to win anyway. What's wrong with throwing a couple dollars on that?
All right.
Stupid.
Well, I think that's enough for
Before I get in
this
on
35,
that.
Talk about the integrity of baseball. Is that what you want to get into?
That's a different
that?
Podcast. Yeah.
I think we're going to bang the trash can in this one.
Hey. Well, this
closing
was fun.
Bell.
That was uncalled for.
That might be our new ending.
We're going to bang the trash can for our new ending.
That's funny.
That's how we're going to end shows now.
Well, I'm
that's
bringing funny. The trash can, by God.
This was a, I think, good episode. We finally got to talk a little fantasy. We got some wide receiver talk in with the 35. That was definitely a tough one. I don't want to do it again. But we're gonna get a little bang out, huh? There we go.
That's a slider. That's a slider.
Off speed. Off speed.
Well, well, I guess we'll see y'all next time. So.
Yeah, chop on.
Yeah, chop on.
Who dat?
Who dat?
Go Tigers.
Was that Bill?
I was saying Ghost Rose. leader of the American League.
Yeah. This ain't how it's supposed to be. It should be just you and me.